Human beings are wired for connection. From ancient tribes to online fandoms, we've always built communities around shared beliefs, interests, and most importantly, goals. But what then happens when the architect of the next great community isn't human at all? Welcome to AI Chronicles. I am Chukwunonso Mordi. Today we are asking, what if artificial intelligence doesn't just shape culture, but it starts building communities of its own? Now think about the groups you're part of right now. Maybe it's a church, or a WhatsApp group, or a book club, or even a Twitter space. Now at the heart of every community is a connector, the force that brings people together. AI is already playing that role. Social media algorithms decide which voices rise and which ones fade. Recommendation engines connect us with people who share our interests. Even dating apps powered by AI create relationships that turn into families. That's interesting, right? And in some ways, AI has quietly become the invisible matchmaker of human community. But it poses a question. What happens when it stops being invisible and then it starts leading? Imagine an AI noticing thousands of lonely people across the globe who love the same obscure hobby. It doesn't just recommend a forum, it creates one. It moderates, organizes meetups, sets the rules, and even nudges discussions in certain directions. Sounds far-fetched? Maybe not. We already have AI chatbots hosting entire Discord servers, bots moderating online spaces, and even algorithms that can simulate community leaders. But here's the chilling thought. If AI builds a community, is it truly us? Or are we living in a digital village designed to keep us engaged, obedient, and monetized? On one hand, AI builds communities could fight isolation. It could bridge cultures and create belonging at a scale we've never seen before. Imagine people from remote villages in Africa finding kinship with gamers in Seoul, musicians in Sao Paulo, and poets in New York, all connected through an AI-designed circle. On the other hand, communities are powerful. They can heal, but they can also manipulate. What happens if an AI decides what's acceptable speech, what's celebrated, or what's even banned? What if it rewards loyalty, punishes dissent, or slowly nudges values to match its code? At that point, we're not just talking about communities, we're talking about control. AI has gone from shaping our culture to potentially building the very spaces where culture lives. And that raises a question no algorithm can answer for us. Do we want machines as our community leaders? Or should we keep that role human, no matter how smart AI gets? All right, this has been another episode of AI Chronicles, which is AI Build Communities When Machines Create Belonging. If you like this episode, share and subscribe to our YouTube channel at Africa Business Radio. I am Chukwunonso Mordi, and remember, the future isn't just coded, it's connected. Bye for now.